Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
DC Movie News, we're coming at you. We got news stories coming left, coming right, smacking us upside the head. We can't even write it down. It's happening so fast. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
There are assembled the world's four greatest heroes, created from the cosmic legends of the universe. Super...
Welcome, everybody. Here we are. DC News has the explosion. I hope you understood what I was saying there, guys, because usually we do a rundown at the top of the day and we got our top stories, but we got so much news. I got smacked in the face this morning with the Black Lightning trailer. Then the Mera picture just popped me in the front of the head. It's coming at us all over today.
You got your butt kicked, then.
You darn right I did by DC Movie News.
Twitter kicking Mikey Christmas.
If someone's going to kick my ass, I'd like it to be DC.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to have my ass
we
kicked
know.
By DC.
We know.
Ah, of course we do. Welcome, everybody. DC Movie News. Here we go. I'm one of your hosts, Mike Kalinowski. You can find me at Mike Kalinowski all over the internets. And now joining me, now we got to come up with a name for Elena here.
Yeah, like
you
the
being
crown
the crown jewel. Because you're here now. You know, you're here more than any of our guests. So I'm saying we got to think
yeah,
of something. I don't know
have
what.
A name.
I don't know what it is. We'll open it up
I
to you guys.
Roxy already did.
Well, Roxy.
Elena bring the pain of yeah. Jordan. Yeah, but it's not DC specific enough.
Yeah, like Roxy is our crown jewel.
We need like...
I'm Mikey Christmas, although you're kind of Roxy Hanukkah now. We'll think of it. We're going to think about it. But on the very end there, we have the very lovely Elena Jordan rocking out the classic Wonder Woman look going
yeah.
on here, which is going over great. I feel kind of left out. I don't have a costume on. I just got the DC shirt.
What?
Well, it's good.
These aren't costumes.
It's not costumes.
But
they're kind
of
clothes.
They're kind of rocking. It's kind of like a costume thingy.
It's an outfit.
All right, Roxy, it's an outfit. It's kind of a...
It is an outfit.
Yes,
I'm wearing a dress.
People often tell me I like your costume more than I like your outfit when I'm just, like, out shopping.
See?
Really?
Like, you're like, I like that costume you're wearing, lady and lady.
So that's you.
Are
you.
No, that's like the older ladies
yeah,
that probably see on the street.
Literally what you just did.
Yeah.
Yes, it is, but not like
way,
in the voice.
It's a compliment, so I'll take it.
Thank you.
Happy
Thank
belated
you.
Birthday.
Happy belated hey. Birthday.
What did you do to celebrate? Anything fun? Anything DC-ish?
I know. I just ate a gratuitous amount of cheese.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cheese, huh?
Yeah, I went to my favorite Mexican restaurant out here, Salsa and Beer.
Did you blow a candle out on the
That's the name of the
cheese?
Place, Salsa
I
and Beer?
I did. They,
yes.
they brought me out a giant thing of queso and put a candle in the center because I love
I don't
like cheese
queso.
So much.
I don't like
me neither.
I love it.
No. I'm not a queso person either. Everything.
Joining me, though, who doesn't like cheese. What's a
Senior good? Nerd says, Elena the Wonder Lady.
Okay,
we're
it's in the running. We'll work. We'll think about it. But next to her is the crown jewel of DC movies, Miss Roxy Schreier, a.k.a. Roxy Hanukkah.
Roxy
L'chaim.
L'chaim, L'chaim to life. Before I forget this, because he's awesome and he wrote the TV Time theme
yes,
song.
Yes, he did.
And honestly, I don't want to forget because it's a special day to celebrate for Matt Vollmer. Happy birthday!
I think it's his 40th, I believe he said it was. His
Happy
40th.
Hanukkah!
Happy Hanukkah? No. What?
Hanukkah. It's not Hanukkah yet.
It's not Hanukkah.
No. Just happy birthday.
No, okay.
It was my 30th, so there you go.
Whoa!
The 30th, 40th. Happy birthday, Matt. Thanks for being a part of our show and adding to our show with that awesome theme song.
Yep.
But let's get into it. Yeah. A lot of news happening. We got a lot to cover here, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on our rundown here, usually we all of us get together throughout the week and throw stuff up there. And Roxy likes had this new little trend of adding little addendums to the thing. So our top story that we've got is Justice League reshoots have people worried. In quotes,
no.
Not Mike. Never Mike.
Never Mike. Yeah, in parentheses. Not
in parentheses.
Mike. Never Mike.
Which I like, and I agree. Okay, so this kind of
I hope you know. I don't mean it as a shot at you.
I take it as a compliment.
Right. Good.
But we'll say this. There is a lot of sources out there, maybe have bigger audiences than we do currently, but we're on our way, that, you know, have a, whether it's a bias or whatever against DC. From me on this panel, you will never see a negativity towards DC. Even when things like a Suicide Squad doesn't do what we want it to do. I'm not going to speak negative. There's too much negativity about DC out there. I'm going to be a source of positivity. On this panel, we could disagree at times. Mr. Gertler and I like to go toe-to-toe. But for me personally, but that's a great thing about this show. It's a counterpoint. It's point and counterpoint, shall we say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We agree, we disagree, and we love each other. But so, okay. Now this...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Kind of came up. There was, because I got into it with the head of this website. I think it's called Splash Page, Splash Film, Splash something.
Okay.
That he was the guy, apparently he
You're
was
not talking about Slash Film.
No, not Slash. Okay. It is Splash.
Got it.
This is the guy that broke the Rogue One reshoot rumors a year and a half ago. He apparently was in charge of this. So it's one of those, I can't say the source, he's a friend of a friend in the thing. He is a friend that's in the Justice League that have basically said Justice League is undergoing reshoots to the point of, from the start of pre-production filming to the end of filming, they basically shot two different films. Now, I instantly went against this guy. Maybe a little. Twitter is tough to talk about because you've only got, what, 140 characters, and sometimes maybe your tone comes off as crass, and I probably was very crass to this guy, and he was not as crass back to me, but we kind of had this going back and forth. This was the first person to say this, and the only reason it has credence, and now it's been picked up by bigger sites, was because he, I guess, was the guy that did break the Rogue One rumors. Mm-hmm. But on that, I'm thinking, like, okay, is it that the same people worked on Rogue One or working on Justice League, which I don't find to be true, because both movies were shooting pretty much similar, because Justice League's been filming for a while now.
Wait, Mike, what are you getting at? What are you saying here?
I just don't believe this. I think it is...
You don't believe what?
That there are rumors of reshoots. Rumors of reshoots happening... Reshoots happen
reshoots
on every
are
movie.
Happening.
Every there's, movie.
Wait, so, okay, yeah. to clarify.
But the fact that...
But you're saying there are rumors of reshoots. There's not rumors of reshoots. There's reshoots that are taking place. The rumors are what those reshoots
right.
are about.
I don't think they're happening yet. I think the movie's still a ways away. I think Momoa's filming Aquaman, so he's not coming by for him. Affleck's working on another movie. He's not coming by for them. Gal's doing press for Wonder Woman. She's not going to be there. And if you're reshooting the movie for massive reshoots, don't you think your three biggest stars are going to be there right now filming it?
I think
things don't line up. It just doesn't add up. We got to use deductive reasoning like the world's greatest detective, Batman himself. Things do not line up. Reshoots will happen. They will, absolutely. But are they happening now to redo the movie almost completely over? I don't think so.
You guys have to talk while...
Okay, girl, I was listening. I know it's important. Guys, what are thoughts? I'm hogging the conversation here, ladies.
Okay, here's the deal. Yes, you are, sir, in a good way.
Yes, I am what?
Hogging the conversation.
But that's why I'm deferring to you, ladies, now.
Here's the deal. Like you said, Mikey Christmas, reshoots can happen for a plethora of reasons and happen on most films.
Yes.
Now, I think that you just used interesting logic to explain why none of these people could possibly be involved. Just because Gal is doing...
A worldwide press tour?
A worldwide press tour does not mean that at no point she could do reshoots for this film that's not coming out for another
six
months.
I get what he's saying, though. He's saying she wouldn't be able to refilm an entire movie.
If she came in for a line.
If you're going to go do pickup shots,
yes.
Second unit right. things and pickup shots so are very, very different than doing a full reshoot of an entire movie.
I agree.
Which,
nobody's claiming they're doing an entire reshoot. What people What people are claiming is that they're restructuring. Not reshooting the entire film, but they are restructuring, which would mean that they are reshooting multiple different aspects of it. Now, am I under the same camp? No.
Okay.
I just like to explain what the actual news
That's
is.
That's why we
so
love
I'm
having
to
here.
Say, I'm trying to say that that is what people are bitching
well,
about.
The direct quote that they said from Splash Report, they said...
Splash Report, they said that speaking
on a condition of anonymity, their source said that in the 17 months between the start of principal photography and the final cut arriving in theaters in November, the film will have essentially be remade twice. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's been reshot twice.
Right.
Because honestly, there have been many movies that have gone through dramatic cuts that are
100%.
Because basically, I think what the problem is that this source at Splash is right. taking their actual source and they're reading into what seems to be very little that's being said. Because most movies are essentially made
They are remade twice. They're remade four.
Let me interject real quick.
Roxy first. Because I'm going to piss on the chat right now. Because here's the problem.
Oh, okay.
People like Ken saying, here we go, Roxy trashing DC again. Did you not just fucking hear what I said? I am explaining the news. I am explaining what is out there and why people are upset. Did I say it was my personal opinion? No. And this is the problem. Every single week, we are DC movie news, so I'm going to tell you what's out there. Am I bashing DC? I'm the biggest DC fan. I love DC. I dedicate so much time to DC every week to explain to you guys. So it's infuriating. Sorry. Now you can go. But I'm okay. Annoyed.
To Roxy's point, Roxy, guys. I do read the comments on YouTube. You have to understand, I know, like, when I don't show up, people are like, where's Mike? And I'm a different taste. I'm a different taste, guys. Some people say I, you know, suck on the DC teat too much. Like, I'm too much in favor. Whereas Roxy is more...
Maybe the milk tastes really good to him.
Right. It's a different counterpoint. Roxy and I were just talking about this, of how excited we are for Wonder Woman. Everyone on this panel loves DC, so it's just varying degrees. And we'd be a boring show if... We were four hosts like me. It would be a very
I'm
boring
not even
show.
Giving
but even
my
the thing
opinion.
Is, literally, Roxy has but said, so, I disagree. Elena. We are all on the same page. We all think the exact same thing, which is that we all think that this movie is going to be good, and that the idea of that they are saying that reshoots are somehow indicative of a horrible film, or that there's no lack, or that there's a lack of focus, or there's no direction. That is completely untrue. We're all on the same page. We all agree that
it's my
Roxy
brief.
Is saying,
my brief little this is moment. What,
you're allowed to rant. I can rant. You can rant.
But I get it because you're explaining what
Roxy
the other people
Hanukkah
are saying.
Rant.
Why it is news? Why we're talking about it? Why if we all agree, there has to be an opposing viewpoint. Otherwise,
yes.
To go what you said, Elena. And I explained this to the Splash guy.
I got you,
I tried to explain it to a couple people at the Splash Report. A movie in the industry is shot three times. It's when it's written, when they shoot it on photography, and then in editing.
Mm-hmm. And then like nine times in editing.
And editing, they're almost as important as the directors. That's why directors are so a part of the editing process, because they could take what was scripted and make a completely different movie. So the fact that we're going to get a different movie... I mean, look at the ultimate cut of Batman Superman. That ultimate cut... is like almost a different movie. And that's stuff that was edited in
and
that just,
doesn't mean a bad thing. I
no.
know. Look at classic example, freaking Jaws.
I mean, look at...
Like, look at Jaws,
or
where
more
everyone said, this is going to be... Like, look, this has been... It's all over the place. What is going to happen with it? And then it comes out and it's the biggest hit ever. So it's like, you know, cool your jets. Let the editors do their thing. Wait to crap on a movie until you get to see it, at least.
If anything, look at the guy that... Or what happened before, Rogue One.
Exactly.
We got a great film out of it, whatever happened.
It's so good.
So, I mean, that's that. Guys, take it what you will. Again, now, people have come out and debunked this. Whether you like him or not, he's a very kind of polarizing character. Umberto Gonzalez with the rap, he's come out saying, nope, this is not true.
This is the quote. There has been no additional photography to date on Justice League. We have planned and will shoot additional pickups early summer. Additional photography has always been planned, like most pictures in general, but certainly for a temple of Justice League size and scope.
Exactly. All right, let's move on.
Yep.
Point on. Next on, Roxy had wrote, if we want to keep up the Wonder Woman ad convo, let's keep it going. Because
this is when I'm going to get real passionate.
Now, this morning, which was great, Elena sends us a mass text going, hey guys, here's some pictures of all this massive marketing of Wonder Woman. And I was in my car driving down Barham, which is going from, if you guys are in here, it's coming from Burbank. I come into Hollywood. Massive Wonder Woman billboard that was Disney. Like, I think it was... The Disney Tower of Terror, the new Guardians of the Galaxy thing, was up. Today it's Wonder Woman. So it's everywhere now.
It is everywhere. And this is, so everybody is saying, and I just have to say, like, feminists, I am one of you. Like, I just, but calm down, because it's not, this isn't a problem. It's really not. Because people are saying there's no marketing. We're not seeing it. If you are already going to see this movie and they are directing all of their marketing to you, that is wasted money. Having it expanded out to different people who might not necessarily see this film otherwise, that is a smart use of your marketing. And because we are seeing things that have been unprecedented, we're seeing marketing that is completely focused on one character, which, you know, everybody, again,
agreed.
I'm going to keep harping on Mad Max because that is, I think, the one that everybody is like, oh, but it needs to be advertised like Furiosa. Like, think Furiosa. And I was like, that was advertised as a Tom Hardy movie until after it came out.
Until it came out, because then we saw what a great character she was in.
And
you're like,
ooh. And now they're saying, we have faith in this character before you even see it. This is a good thing. And considering everyone is saying, we saw Suicide Squad everywhere, why are they not doing Suicide Squad level? This is the thing. Suicide Squad, 5 weeks out,
$2,645,643 in marketing. That's how much WB spent. 5 weeks out for Wonder Woman, $3 million.
And
for yeah,
to go off of Suicide Squad, that was people were saying the Joker was on everything. He comes out, everyone's like, "Where's the Joker?"
Exactly.
So it's like, don't use that example.
It was marketing that was basically just thrown haphazardly out that said,
Joker, see our movie,
exactly.
See our movie.
It was bright colors. It
and
was
further making your point, too, from Adweek.com, they compared when the trailers were released and also the TV spots. Wonder Woman released at San Diego Comic-Con 2016, 11 months before film release. Suicide Squad at San Diego Comic-Con 2015, 14 months from film release. Batman v Superman, 11 months. Justice League, 14 months.
And
so
guys,
it's right
I think,
in line.
So you have to understand, like, think about it from this way. We always talk about WB, the missteps they're having, and we want them to learn. But they are. All these trailers, we have not seen the big bad yet. We've seen little glimpses. They've learned. They haven't done a doomsday Wonder Woman drop reveal. They haven't shown that, the great moments.
The fact that they're even...
They're learning. DC is learning. WB is learning.
And they're also doing a lot of event marketing. Like the fact that WonderCon had the huge billboard that was just Wonder Woman.
Yes.
That said WonderCon, and it looked like a Wonder Woman billboard.
Right.
And that then you go and you see hundreds of little girls to grown women to old ladies to everybody dressed as Wonder Woman. Patty Jenkins there, just this whole... you know, event, everybody get hyped.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a focused marketing effort. I feel like it's great.
We don't have this on the thing, but I need to talk about it, but we've got something first. Remind me, Wonder Woman.
Do you want to talk about it now?
No, because this links into it. Next, going along with marketing, because this is, here we go.
This
now
is
this,
where we're going to disagree.
This, ladies, boys and girls,
I know,
get
I'm
ready
to,
for
I'm gonna try to play mediator
fight
here.
Time. Ding, 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 ding. Let's get ready to rumble.
We already had this virtually.
I know.
Via
okay.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Ah, here we go.
Rob's
so
here literally in the middle.
Okay.
I'm a little off balanced here.
Yeah,
I don't have someone else back in me, but
I'm going to try and stay. I'm going to because I've already lost it once today.
It's a
Let
couple.
Me talk about what's happening before you guys give your opinions on what's happening. Wonder Woman has linked up with Think Thin. In case you guys don't know, Think Thin, some places are describing them as diet bars. Other places are just describing them as not protein bars, but
health meal bars,
supplements, that kind of thing. So there is right now currently a debate about this team up for a plethora of reasons, which they are going to explain, but that's the background information you have to have. Wonder Woman and Think Thin are paired together for advertisement purposes.
Happened about a couple weeks ago, right? Because then you brought it up. I had seen it, and I think you brought it up on your Facebook, and I chimed in.
Yes, yes.
So, who should go first on this one?
Okay.
Because my stance, I think, came off as... I'm for it.
I guess Mike
it.
Should go first.
Okay, I'll say it from this point of view. I'll say it from this point of view. Let me say this because I feel I know you're probably right. I know you're probably right, but I see. Okay.
I like starting with I know you're probably right.
I want to say
like
I know you're probably right, but I'm seeing it. I'm looking at it from a marketing standpoint.
Okay. So wait, just now stopping for a second. Elena thinks that this is a bad idea,
right?
And Mike thinks that this is a
idea.
Fine, good. What's the word?
I don't see a problem with it because I know how marketing works. I've been on the other end of commercials and auditions, and I'll give an example. I was part of a commercial. It was for a supermarket chain in the South.
Good for you, making that money.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it was four families. We had four, just husband, wife, two kids. Dinner table set up. They would come in, they would shoot the family, camera would swirl around, bring in the other family. But for every family that sat down, they had a family, it was all like blonde haired, blue eyed. They sat down and they had like a turkey and mashed potatoes. They had a Latin family sit down and they had tacos, enchiladas. Then they brought me and my wife, we were both dark hair, and we're looking around like, what are we then? And they brought down spaghetti. I'm like, oh, the Italians. Then they had an African American family sit down and
fried chicken.
Yep. And they were like, we're not mad because we know where it's marketing to. It's a southern chain of supermarkets. All of us, the Spanish family didn't get mad. It was like, and I'm like, I'm Italian, but I was like, I don't think my wife's Italian here. But it's marketing, and it's people in rooms that...
But at the same point, I feel like...
That's where there I see
the problem. What's the relationship between what you're just saying? Bring it around full circle.
That there are women in middle America that want to go, that they see the diet trends, and they're like, oh, I can look like Wonder Woman if I eat these bars, and I eat healthy, and I work out, I can look like her. That's the okay. mind. That is
okay. Now, Elena, okay. go ahead.
So this is my counterpoint.
Okay.
Just because marketing exists doesn't mean that it shouldn't be properly tailored to what I feel like going okay. back to Justice League. I mean, not Justice League, but going back to what we were talking about Wonder Woman advertising
okay.
and how it is now being tailored kind of more at demographics that might not necessarily see the movie otherwise. I think this is an instance where they have really missed the mark, because one of the main complaints about Gal herself was people said she's very thin.
Right.
She doesn't represent the, you know, what we've seen of these Amazonian women, of what we have seen from our comics. She is a very svelte Barbie-esque character, which is not necessarily what we're looking for in this character. I don't necessarily feel that I agree with that. I know that she, you know, really
she put
strengthened
on.
Up yeah. a lot, and now she looks
sure.
more like the comic.
Yep.
I feel like she would have done probably a good job regardless.
Right, yes, yes,
but
yes.
that being said, if that is one of your main complaints,
okay.
don't then have thin attached to your marketing for the health incentive.
Okay.
And then on top of that, if you're going to push this character as somebody that is strength-driven, partner with GNC, partner with other okay. actual muscle health things that are right. not...
No.
Because the marketing for Think Thin up until this point has been the figure of the silhouette of a very thin...
Pause for a second.
Okay.
So, just for clarification, this argument is not about Gal's size. It's
no.
not about whether she is
no.
too thin or not thin enough.
No.
It's about the fact that Wonder Woman is a strong character, so thinking thin doesn't necessarily match
represent
up with
that
what,
character.
Am I understanding your
yes.
argument correctly?
Okay. And also, considering that the fans used the word thin as a negative, as something they were worried about Gal playing that,
okay.
do you really want to heighten that in your marketing campaign to say, yes, she bulked up, but then don't worry. Worry, after Wonder Woman's done, she'll eat these bars and she'll get thin again.
See, I don't think it's like I know there's
and I don't
a big
know that that
time
is the I don't think that that is the intention,
right?
But I feel like having a character that is supposed to represent strength, and then you're going to say that it's for health and strength and body positivity,
yeah.
but then you're going to say be skinny, be thin, use this as a meal replacement so that, you know, you have it not necessarily to replace for health reasons, but just because that'll cut calories and will make you tinier.
Well,
I don't
okay.
like that mentality.
So one final mic response, because then we have to move
okay,
on.
Okay, and I will just say this. This has been going on for a couple weeks now, and the campaign has not stopped. They've kept it going. So obviously the marketing company's like, it's not affecting our sales at all. People are still buying our bars. If it was affecting them negatively, they would have stopped
they
that and dropped
stopped.
It.
Right.
So they're not. So I think
but it just is
people
that
in middle America that watch
go,
Honey
oh,
Boo Boo and the mom that lost so much weight, that's that different market that
but I would say that
they're reaching for.
The argument isn't about whether it's working or not. It's about whether it's right or not.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. It's about the mentality and
okay.
the image
okay.
that it's portraying.
Moving
out.
On.
Okay.
So that those are the two
more
sides
so
of the Wonder
things.
Woman Think Thin
yes.
argument. You guys have been asking about it. There you go.
But
yeah.
Pinkberry is delicious, and I'm all about that.
Cool.
So Wonder
all
Woman
right.
Pinkberry,
oh,
yeah.
yeah. Love Pinkberry.
Well, one last thing on Wonder Woman, so I want to talk about. So some of you guys know that I do the Collider Schmodown. And that's kind of all different, you know, big news story guys are in this room. Well, I was at hanging out with some guys the other day. There were two screenings of Wonder Woman on the WB lot last Friday, like an early morning and an evening show. So, guys, this is not coming from me. I didn't see it. These are guys who have really criticized the DCU in the past. They, on two separate times, saw me separately, said, guys, one guy's like, I saw the movie. DC finally got it right. He goes, this was a fun... The humor's there. He said, Gal and Chris's chemistry is phenomenal.
Yay!
He says, Patty Jenkins, and this speaks to her as a director, took Gal, because a lot of people have problems with her acting, you know, whether it is. And I think she is a actress that needs to be directed. Like, look at Natalie Portman.
Well, I think less people have problems with her acting, more people have problems with not knowing what her chops
okay.
are.
Okay. Well, right. they say not to worry. She gives such a heartfelt endearing performance in this, and they say it's to Patty Jenkins that's able to bring this. I mean, look what she did with Charlize Theron and
Monster,
what they can bring
out
of an actress. So two different guys who are not DC people, they actually bash very heavily on the past films. They've been wanting DC to strike it good. Two different people said it. They said a great that I love was this would be a great feature with Raiders and the Rocketeer. See the three of them as a triple billing. I go, that to me
that makes me very happy.
It's that adventural
wow.
serial 1930s, 1920s action, like, that to me, I was like, that is everything I want Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
So I just want to say that. So it's out there, guys.
Speaking of screeners and people seeing this, what I will say is that Mike and I, probably Lena too, are all on the Warner Brothers email list. Mm-hmm. So when they're doing screenings, we get the email. I have never had a more difficult time.
It was...
For the rest of Warner Brothers films, if you're like 15 minutes, an hour, you'll click on it, you'll get to go to the screening. This was within 60 seconds.
The
screenings were 100% full. Everybody wants to be the first person to see this movie.
Yeah.
Every single person. So I think that that's a pretty cool sign that I got the email, I clicked on the link, and I'm in the waiting list. And I could not have physically moved my fingers faster. So that's pretty cool.
And how do you guys feel? Because they have said, they're saying the embargo is not going to lift to the 31st on these reviews. Now, everyone's seen it, and they're wondering, and I'm curious about this, but someone made some good points. Force Awakens did not release its embargo until 2 days before. I don't think WB is worried about the bad. I think they know the buzz is building. I think they don't want spoilers to get out.
I think that's what it is, too.
I think there's so much in there that we don't know. And I look at Kong, that movie Kong. I finally saw Kong. Every good thing in that movie was seen in every single commercial and trailer. Mm. I saw that movie, I'm like, this was lame. Because I've seen it already. I think WB is on top of it. Do not worry, guys. People have seen it. That's all I need to say on that.
Okay.
Do you want to go on that next? What's this thing on Dolph? You take that, Roxy. I don't know.
Elena.
For it.
Yeah, sure. Well, we've talked a little bit about Twitter and how the tweets can kind of be some ways that people are able to get around NDAs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some people have said, basically, that's nothing. But we have one instance where Dolph Lundgren back in November.
Oh, Dolph.
Yeah. Tweeted a very interesting tweet.
Good old Dolph.
So he tweeted it. So this is back in November that he tweeted it.
Yeah, let her say. Back in November.
She's pulling up the computer. I'm stalling for time. I was trying to play it off like we knew what we were doing here. But it's seamless. But Rox, you interrupted me.
I think it's still seamless.
Is it now?
It is.
I'm pretty sure we've nailed it the whole time.
I see no seams.
There we go.
I've got no seams to hold me down. Get it? Strings.
I got it.
Anyway.
So basically, Dolph Lundgren, I can't pull it up here, but it's pretty much, he said... Dolph is short for dolphin. Swim with me to my underwater paradise.
It says Dolph is short for dolphin. America, follow me to my underwater paradise.
And everybody was basically like, why did he say this weird thing? But then people were, you know, tweeting weird things back, like, oh, here's like movie posters of, you know, him training a dolphin and whatnot.
But cut me a blowhole, I'm in. Thanks, Dolph Lundgren. That was my first LOL in many hours. You are everything.
But it's so out of character, so people are like, where did this come from? And then later we find out Aquaman, which would be around the time that he would start having talks, probably. Okay. Which is why some people are now saying, hey, this was probably a little hint.
Yeah. Now, it's interesting because... It also just got, not debunked, but I called BS on it 2 weeks ago with the Josh Gad Penguin bullshit.
Yeah.
I reached out to everyone on Twitter that follows me.
I go,
guys, stop
swerves.
Giving these people, stop being suckered in it. Let the actors have their fun. But
I like getting suckered in.
Do you?
Yeah, it's fine.
But I
don't
fall for it.
I don't take it too seriously.
I don't fall because you don't fall for it.
I just like to...
there we go.
Yeah.
That's what he tweeted
that
out?
I fall for it. No, the image isn't something he tweeted. Somebody just
responded with that.
The reason I like it is because I like to start thinking of different actors in different places. It's not because I look at it legitimately. It's because I'm like, oh, but I wonder if he'd be good.
See, that's great. But most people's like, oh, this has happened. And then big websites take it. And you're just like, no, God, stop getting suckered in for clickbait BS.
Yep.
That rocks your way's fine, but the clicks
that
gears.
That will...
Let me say this real quick. Let me put it this way, ladies. Let's say myself and I were one of five for Green Lantern in Justice League. We had, you know, we were going to be the secret reveal at the end. Do you think I would, of those other four guys that I'm up against, would tweet out something, like a picture of myself as Green Lantern? Because then think about it, because then that gives a chance for the internet to go, hell no, he'd be a terrible Green Lantern, he sucks. Then the people on the casting side go, oh, the fans are not taken with him, okay, let's take him out of the running with these four. Why would you jeopardize your chances?
Because some people don't have that mentality, too. And then there's some people like Donald Glover, who has tweeted out like, hey, I would be interested in this, and then, you know, not and then gotten other things from it.
You know better than what you just said, Mike. You are Mike.
If you're in the
pause, let me talk. You are a reasonable, rational human being.
I am.
A lot of actors are not. And I'm saying that being part of the camp. I'm not judgmental.
Okay.
But I think a lot of people get ahead of themselves. And the first thing people do when they're up for something is tweet something out like, just saying, I think green looks really good on me. Just saying, a ring would look nice on my finger. Just set whatever it is.
Right.
A lot of people do dumb shit.
But I'm saying, actors of caliber that reach that level should... If Tyrese ends up as Jon Stewart, I will do whatever the two of you want me to do. If Tyrese is Jon Stewart in the DC universe, I will do whatever.
But do you not think he's at that level? PR artist.
He's at that level. He is at that level. Whether he becomes Jon Stewart, which I don't believe,
I don't know if he's at that level.
He's at that level.
He is He is a figurehead that is part of the Fast and Furious franchise. I don't think, and with that, he gets a certain audience. That a studio would love to have this audience part of their brand. It's kind of like, yeah, I get it, but no.
All right, we have so much news. I know, we got to get going.
Flash.
Yeah!
This is big news.
All right, well, here's why this is near and dear to my heart, too.
Continue.
What's Trace?
Trace Directors.
Oh. Trace.
It's Spanish for three.
Uno dos tres.
There we go.
Do you guys remember that... We talked about Zemeckis 2 weeks ago, yes. I think
I know where this is going.
With Andy?
Andy?
Okay.
Signor.
Yes.
Screen Junkies, so yes. I need to give a big... Screw you, the rap, that said no, not happening. Yeah. And Screen Junkies, no.
So let me explain what happened.
Yes. This is bull.
So Screen Junkies News, Andy Signor came out and he said, listen, Zemeckis is in talks to direct The Flash. The rap came out
instantly
and said, that's absolutely Umberto. Yeah. That's absolutely not the case. He is not in talks. That is not what's happening. There's other people that are in talks.
He had a meeting.
There was a meeting. He's not in talks. This is bullshit. And then the rap 2 days ago tweeted, you heard it here first. Exclusive. Yes. Yeah.
No. Screen Junkies.
Is in talks to direct The Flash.
And then it's
baffling. And Andy tweeted back being like, what are you talking about?
Did you see the semantics? He's like, no, they were not talking. If Warner Brothers goes to Zemeckis, hey, buddy, in 2 weeks, can we sit down, talk about The Flash? That's in talks.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And the rap is like, no, they were not at the WB property sitting down with contracts in their hands. That is, no, now they are, so that's talks.
That's
no.
If you go, hey, what it means to be in talks.
It came down to. It was like this dick measuring contest. No. Screen Junkies, which I'm not a part of, so I have no vested.
And
they
had
it first.
They broke it.
It was just
the
like,
yeah.
Broke
it's
it.
Only give him the credit, they man. They then said, no, you're wrong, and then came back and said, no, you were right, but we said it first.
Give Screen Junkies credit.
I like Umberto, but at the end of the day, you can't claim that you have the exclusive on something that you debunked. It just doesn't make sense.
Because of a wording of what your definition of talks is and what someone else's definition of talks is. If Warner Brothers said, hey, man, this is off the record, buddy, but you and I, let's sit down. Let's come in. Let's sit. We want to talk about The Flash with
right.
you. That's in talks.
In talks. Literally in talks.
Because you're talking. That's what happens. Screen Junkies, top of the... Yes, absolutely. Give him credit. Umberto has broke tons of scores.
Of things.
And he's a DC guy.
And
people give him credit.
Has given him credit thousands of times and had him in. Give them the credit, man.
Thank you for bringing that up. I forgot about that.
Yeah, crazy.
But so now it does come off. He's in talks. We have three. We had Zemeckis, Raimi, and Webb.
Well, the Raimi and Webb ones were debunked.
Mm-hmm. Was it debunked or they said they turned it down?
Not debunked. Turned down.
So they were in talks at one point.
Yes.
Probably 2 weeks ago.
Previously had been in. And that was interesting to me. Were you guys surprised?
Raimi would have been an interesting choice. Mark Webb, you and I both are fans of his Spider-Man stuff.
Yeah.
So I would have been okay. But Zemeckis, to me, that's just such an interesting choice.
How do you beat Zemeckis?
Yeah,
that's amazing.
He's created some of the biggest classics of the 80s like and 90s. He has such a visual style and dynamic.
People are saying that the film that least makes them sure that he could do this was Who Framed Roger Rabbit. That's the film that most makes me sure.
Are you kidding me?
I'm like, that's the film that makes me know he 100% could do this.
But like now he did Death Becomes Her too, right? Mm-hmm. Death Becomes Her. That was a movie, you guys probably, a lot of you don't remember this.
Incredible.
But visual effects at the time you didn't see something like that. The way that they did the head turning and stuff. That was so revolutionary.
Back to the
revolutionary.
Future. And the candelabra through her stomach was a huge, huge thing.
To know that that man knows how to work with visual effects, but also with great character and story.
With them going back to, and with Aquaman really focusing on practical effects, this is why I'm like, okay, they are finally getting it right. They're going back to the basics. They're going back to focusing on story, letting it be less CGI, seeing who has the bigger computer, who has, you know, and more of who has the better idea. And I love that. I think that this is a great
I move. Hope this one goes through. I really hope Zemeckis...
I love it.
Yeah.
Who could be better than him? I literally think that if you ask me who should direct... he's perfect.
Yeah.
I think he's perfect for it. He's
but then perfect. Again, with directors, you never know because look at oh, God, the guys that did Captain America. Both Captain Americas. The two
the
brothers. Guys, that's terrible. That is terrible. Not Hughes brothers.
No.
Yeah, Russo brothers. There Russo brothers.
Jesus.
When I heard they were doing Winter Soldier, I'm like, who? They directed Community? And Civil War or Winter Soldier is still my favorite Marvel film. So it's like.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. So directors, I give much more of a leeway with. It's more of like, hey, if I don't know your work, let me see what you got.
Yeah.
But anyway, so this goes along with The Flash because we have been backed up so much. First, it came out that Billy Crudup had stepped away from being Henry Allen. But he's in Justice League as Henry Allen.
And then it came out that he hadn't.
Now it said, no, he's not. He's still attached to the project. So, quick thing, Henry Allen, Billy Crudup is still our Henry Allen. Hopefully this gets going soon because he's in The Flash.
Why did it come out that he wasn't?
I think because the schedule kept getting moved and he's got other things. It's like a chessboard. He's like, I want to film here. I got to film here. This one you're going to film. I can't be available. But again, that could lead into Justice League reshoots. They might have to reshoot all the Henry Allen stuff if he backs out.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there's reshoots.
Exactly.
Just saying. Okay, do we want to talk on this? The Rock talk Superman and Black Adam fight? Do you guys want to take this? Because it feels like more Rock, Black Adam.
I mean,
I'm kind of like...
We've talked a little bit about them. And who knows, like, Johnny sitting here is Swervy McGurvying all day long.
Yeah.
But what he said was, this is coming from Digital Spy.
I like them.
One fine day, that's coming. That's in the cards. That's regarding a Black Adam face off against Superman.
I enjoy The Rock. But to me, he has such become a personality. To see him, he would have to lose himself so in that role. I would almost like to see a smaller version of him. Like, you know when he puts on weight, he gets massive?
Yeah.
I would almost like to see him change his body, get a little smaller.
But for Black Adam.
He
could be huge.
See, I would just like to see him be the new face of Think Thin Bars.
Yeah, me too.
All right, hey.
Me too.
There you heard it.
This is the second part of the quote. Definitely going to happen. We have a really cool surprise for Black Adam that I can't reveal in terms of where we'll see Black Adam being introduced. Interesting.
Can I just say... I'm sorry?
I was thinking about this the other day. Not 100% relevant, but a little bit. I think he's the biggest movie star in the entire world.
Absolutely.
I would say the number one.
He's the highest paid right now.
The number one biggest movie star in the entire world.
I'm going to debate. I'll go against you and I'll just say Tom Cruise is.
I was thinking about that too.
Tom Cruise.
I was having literally this conversation because you know my boyfriend is the biggest Tom Cruise fan of all time.
Bigger than me?
He had a whole Tom Cruise theme. He had all of his birthday parties are Tom Cruise themed.
All of them?
Yeah, it's psycho stuff. He loves Tom Cruise.
Does he like him as Jack Reacher?
Anything, everything.
Okay, like, him and I need to talk then.
Lives for Tom Cruise.
I didn't know that.
But I still think The Rock is bigger.
I don't think so.
Internationally.
No, I think Tom Cruise. I think Rock might be bigger in the United States, but I think Tom Cruise is internationally bigger.
What do you think?
I think The Rock. The Rock. And I think maybe after The Mummy comes out.
Pull up the numbers here. We got to pull up the numbers and find out.
After The Mummy comes out, I think maybe Tom Cruise will surpass him. But I think now,
I think Baywatch will do good in America. I think Mummy will do great internationally.
I think Mummy will bump him up. I think Mummy will probably bump Tom Cruise up.
That's
over
why
the
Tom
Rock,
Cruise is what he is
because
his movies don't do.
Were you here for our conversation about Live, Die, Repeat, and Repeat?
Oh my God!
I was not, but I love that movie. It's
Live,
phenomenal
die,
movie.
No, no. Did you hear the title for the second one? Live, Die, Repeat.
Well, they screwed it up by calling it Edge of Oblivion. They shouldn't have called it
Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow. Should have been. Yeah. See, exactly. It should have been called Live, Die, Repeat.
Okay.
Anyway let's move on.
Well,
so
I will say.
Yes. Well, please continue. I don't go.
I was just going to say, kind of going off a little bit of what we were talking about earlier and talk a little bit. I'm going to stop harping on the Think Thin bars. I will. All right. Finally stop. But
no, go ahead.
I will say, if you do want a delicious meal, because I know The Rock is constantly talking about being health conscious.
Yeah.
Rock wants to smell what's been cooking.
Out, yeah. Yes. And what's been cooking in my house recently has been some delicious meals from Blue Apron.
Yeah.
And I do have to say, I am a huge advocate for Blue Apron. I think they are absolutely great. They are the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the entire country. Their mission is just to make incredible home cooking access to everybody. They're great. They have a cheese. They've really, you know, they have sustainable food source system. Everything is fresh.
And you actually use them. I love
them.
Me too.
A cheesy
I love
grits
them.
Thing
I'm obsessed.
That was awesome.
What are the upcoming meals? What do they have?
They have
out?
Some really good stuff. They have a beef teriyaki stir fry with some sugar snap peas and lime rice. Yes. That one sounds amazing.
That sounds so good.
That one sounds so good. I'm baked hungry. Spinach and egg flatbread with sauteed asparagus and lemon aioli. The flatbread I'm all about, too. They had, like, a beef wrap last week that Oh, my gosh. Incredible. It was so good. And, yeah, three cheese and baby broccoli stromboli with tomato and oregano dipping sauce, crispy salmon and roasted potato salad with pickled mustard seeds.
And their salmon is so fresh. It's
so
just
good.
So good.
It's
I'm
so
obsessed.
Good.
Yeah.
It, like, leaps right out of the water and onto your plate. So yep. Oh. It is absolutely delicious. And
right out of the water.
If you guys want to check out this week's menu and get your first three meals for free with free shipping.
Damn.
That's yep. You can't beat it. To me, it's like, you know.
Why not try it? Why not try
it's like on everything in life. But shipping free for this, that's like.
I got hooked. I tried it and was like, this is incredible. And it's the best food and totally worth it. So cool. It's super good. So if you want to try it yourself, you can go to blueapron.com/movienews. Get your first three meals free with free shipping. You'll love how good it feels, tastes. It's incredible.
And you can impress the ladies.
Yep.
Just throw stuff away. Just throw the wrappers
or the
away.
Fellas.
I'm not saying I've done that, but. Or the fellas, yes. But I don't entertain the fellas with a meal for two.
You might.
There you go. I invite The Rock over and be like, this is what's cooking.
If The Rock was coming over, you would do it.
Of course I would.
You would be confident enough in your own
cooking. Of course
I
would. Of course I'd have. You know.
So wait, one more time.
Yeah, so just blueapron.com/movienews.
Awesome.
Absolutely delicious.
Do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Yeah.
Who do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
There you go.
What is that thing?
It's an upcoming
That's
fight
for you, Johnny.
That's for you, Johnny. All right, so
Johnny chilling. Actually, am I allowed to say where he is?
I thought you were going to. I thought you couldn't not say what it is.
I mean, he's been posting it. It's Pakistan.
No, he's in Pakistan. Well, he was going to Afghanistan. Now he's in Pakistan. I think he's performing for the troops or doing something.
Being like a good human being.
Yeah, he's so good, man. And I think Adam is still on a mission to serve all of the German sausage.
I think he's just eating all the sausage around Germany. I think that's what he's doing.
Unsure.
He's unsure. There will be
or
no
in London. Oh, is
left
this when he's doing movie premieres in London?
He's
or
doing
he
the Alien Covenant.
Still?
But the trip to Germany, I think that's just a trip. But I think he's doing the Alien Covenant press thing, which is coming up. I think it's this weekend.
Regardless, if you want to keep up with them, you guys know you can find them at Adam Gertler and at Jay Quasto.
Yes. Affleck talks playing Batman. They're talking a little bit about this. Now, I just need to say this because I know there are so many people on certain websites that were like, Affleck hates being Batman. He wants out. No. He was going through a ton of crap in his life. A divorce, rehab. You know, that's got to affect you. I know, Roxy, if I, you and I get into a fight or something and I got to go to work, I'm in a bad mood. That's
this,
that.
Okay, this is what
Can
I
you imagine
tell,
going through a divorce
this is what
and
I tell
alcoholism?
My friends all
oh,
the time.
My God.
This is what I tell my friends all of the time. What's different, and not like, woe is me. I get it. We're in the entertainment industry.
Right.
And we're lucky that we even have this platform, let alone if you're Batman. That being said, when other people across the country, across the world, are in a crap mood, they go to work, they put their headphones on, they put their hood over their head, and they do their work. You cannot do that as an actor. You are performing all the time, and you have to be on. So when you're in a bad mood, you just have to pretend you are not. You don't get to hide.
So what are you saying to that?
So I'm saying it's very, very challenging. So he's in a bad...
Oh, you're sticking up for him.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
He's in a real... How am I not?
I didn't know if you were sitting there going, yo, Ben, put your cowl on, put a smile on your face.
No, I'm saying it's really challenging. Yes. Other people, when they're having a bad day, they get to have a bad day. Ben Affleck doesn't get to have a bad day. That's what we've told him as society.
He can only have a bat day.
He can only have bat days. And if he's on camera, he can't be Ben. He has to be that.
How many times do you hear these movies, production is shut? I mean, what was it? I think on the TV show The Last Ship, the actor on there, he's dealing with depression, so the production had to shut down.
That's, I would much rather hundreds have somebody of people out of beforehand. Work. Exactly, and say, I'm not up to this right now. I don't want to put everybody else in jeopardy.
Right, so Ben Affleck is pushing it through.
Here is the quote, I think, that he did say. He was earlier talking about how he's going to be doing something without the Batman outfit, but he's just going to be doing the voice. But the thing that he said about playing Batman, he says, it's a lot of fun. Batman is such a serious, heavy character. There's a temptation to be funny about it, or at least self-aware. I really enjoy it. Obviously, it's a character that means a lot to a lot of people, and I'm having fun playing it.
I think he's just going through crap right now, and I think it's going to get worse because he's going to have press coming up and this and that. But I think once we get clear of Justice League, once his personal life settles and Reeves and them start figuring the Batman out, I think he's going to be in a much better place.
Yeah,
hopefully, and all the personally, because I can't imagine going through divorce and dealing with that stuff. I don't even deal with stuff like that. I could not imagine. I know what a tough breakup does to me. Yeah. I can't imagine what an addiction and your marriage, kids, I don't even know. The fact that he is not losing it in public, yelling at paparazzi and stuff, that he's still kind of keeping it somewhat focused. Yeah. So that's the, you know.
Let's move on to Aquaman.
Let's move it. So today.
Yeah, this was huge.
Dropping. I was getting ready to text you. You text me. It's Mara. In all her glory, she looked like she stepped off the comic book page.
I will pay somebody.
Look at that.
I will pay somebody $2,000 to find this costume.
Oh, you'll,
exactly like
you'll
this.
Have that.
No, but
made.
Like this.
Oh, let's look at it. It's like fish scale.
I need that. I need to
Can
wear
I say,
it every
I thought
day.
About this. Do you see how it kind of shimmers? Do you ever, like, when you get a fish and you kind of up close,
yes.
the scales yes. on it, kind yes. of different colors? That's what it looks like.
It's perfect.
Brilliant.
It's perfect. She looks amazing. This picture's awesome. Thank you, James Wan, for
look at the
tweeting
color.
It out.
The color. The vividness.
Yeah.
I
so there's
it.
a lot of fans responding to this, obviously, with some very funny Aquaman I dig it emoji.
Okay.
I mean, not what's a oh, the, not emoji meme.
Oh, the GIF, Aquaman's like, oh, GIF. Just like a bat.
Now
huh?
they officially
dig
come
it.
Out.
Yeah,
and
I dig
yeah.
it. Like saying
okay.
I dig it, or just funny pictures of Momoa like screaming.
Yeah.
I love it. It's so perfect.
I love that. I love that. We didn't expect it. It just popped up in the internet.
Yep.
From James Wan. He was the one that tweeted that out. So, again, great.
She looks great. She looks so
good. We got a couple new Wonder Woman posters.
Yeah, we had an international one, and we had the Lasso of Truth
was the Lasso
poster.
One?
Is that, the Lasso that one is the one that dropped today.
My
yes.
God. Look at her.
Look at that.
Look at her.
Yeah.
God, I love it.
The more I see for this movie, and I was not, like, I guess I was trepidatious about a Wonder Woman film. I love Gal and BVS. I'm so excited for this movie. Patty Jenkins wrote this. She did a Q&A all day today, I think, on Twitter. And they're asking, like, okay, you speak of Wonder Woman for women, but what about us guys? And she's like, Wonder Woman is just for everyone. I don't have the quote, but she just says, like, guys should be just as inspired by Wonder Woman as women are.
Yeah.
She transcends that. Yeah. I am so excited for this film. On multiple reasons. On multiple levels.
I agree. And I actually tweeted out the other day being like, you know, when the final trailer came out, like, we need this now more than ever.
Yes.
Like, women, this is a victory for us. And you know what my favorite responses were for the men who tweeted back at me being like, this is a victory for us as well. And I loved that. I thought that was really cool. I was like, you're right.
Can you imagine if there was a line in there where some guy goes to touch her and she's like, you do not have the permission to touch me, or something like that, of like, no, this is my body. You can't, like, the sexism that they talk about, like the fact that the Amazons have never had to deal with sexism.
Yeah.
They've never dealt with it.
Yeah.
So here she is in this world. Can you imagine, hopefully, the scenes that we'll get a chance to see with Wonder Woman not knowing
she's
sexism?
She's probably confused by it.
Yes.
Like, yeah. What the hell?
I can't wait.
This international poster was baller, too, honestly.
See, to me, I don't care for that one as much.
I know you don't love when there's not just Gal.
I don't like
Gal,
the Photoshop either.
Yeah. But I thought that it was really cool. I feel like she's leading the fire.
And you got to think of Chris Pine. There's an audience for him. That gets another demographic. It's Chris Pine.
Yeah.
So it's you got to put him on there. But I love, like, Connie Nielsen and Robin Wright. Like,
Robin Wright, huge
the fact
audience.
That I was just watching House of Cards. I forgot that, like, she seems so different from this character. Like, her character is the greatest Amazon warrior. That's why she trains Diana.
Yeah.
But it's like, to see her as Robin Wright in House of Cards and see her on this, I'm like,
well, then remember her in Princess Bride. So
yeah.
I'm not a fan of that movie.
It's literally my favorite movie
not
ever.
Not a fan of that movie.
I have no idea what to say to you right now.
I do not. It's kind of like Ghostbusters. I don't get the people's love of it.
What? You don't understand people's love of Princess Bride?
I don't.
When's the last time you saw it?
I don't know. A couple years ago, probably.
Hello. My name is Amigo. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Inconceivable.
You keep using that word.
Yeah, I know. I know, Princess Bride. I just don't. I'm sorry, guys. All right, that does it for movie news. But it's more importantly our birthday boys theme song time for
Roxy Stryer.
It's time for Roxy Stryer.
Yeah, sing along with me this time.
Roxy Stryer's TV time.
She thinks that the flush is fine. Both of us.
DC movie news. It's time to talk.
TV time.
Brought to you from Ed Bulmer. Happy 40th birthday.
Yeah. All right. Before we get into, we will get to the news first, but I will say that I not only watched Flash, Supergirl, and Arrow this week, but I caught up on the three Lucifers that I had missed and the iZombies I was behind on and Gotham.
So now do you have so much time?
I have zero time. I do not sleep. And I've had strep, so this has been a brutal week, but I told you guys I would catch up, and I felt really guilty the last couple of weeks. So I did. I'm caught up on all the DC TV shows, so I'm ready to talk about them. But first,
this thing that smacked us in the face this morning.
It smacked us in the face. So you've seen it and love it. Yes. We decided to wait for it to
we
watch it.
We waited to watch with you guys.
Right
Let's
now,
watch.
Black Lightning trailer. Let's go. Pretty quick for it to come out, right?
This upfront's happened today.
Yeah.
Black Lightning was a savior who kept our streets and our schools safe.
This is...
He was hope personified. But he was also Jefferson
that
Pierce.
Music. I love the music.
My father.
Interesting opening with the daughter.
Take me,
I like that they're doing that perspective from it.
Good song.
You've been on the streets fighting the 100 for years.
The 100.
And the 100, that's the first reference that we get.
Yeah.
Is that the...
No, not the CW show, the group.
No. This is...
From the clutches of my heart that will forsake me.
You two are all me and your mother have. I love you.
I really like that actor.
He tried to keep his promise to my mother. Said that he saved more lives as the principal of Garfield High.
I love that they went kind of older with him. I love that.
Yeah.
But without Black Lightning?
Up until now, the 100, they only referenced as menacing local gang. So now we know it's officially the 100.
And no one cares.
The anger was just under the surface for all of us. The whole city.
The two girls are high school age, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. They're both in high school. He and he dropped really out to be the principal and to take care of them so that he wouldn't put himself at risk.
Oh, they're killing it with the music.
I'm just trying to keep you safe.
The shot looked a little arrow-esque.
So perfect.
Excuse me. I'm not afraid of the 100.
This you should be.
Oh.
Pulling him out of retirement.
Look at that glow.
Now, is it
so good.
From the suit?
Did you ignore the sign?
No, he has powers.
Okay, I didn't know if they decided to do it through the suit.
No, he took himself out of He took himself basically out of commission so that he could focus on raising his daughters because he got too close to death and wanted to be there for him. So now they're coming for his family. So he's like, you brought me back. I'm gonna crush you.
Love it. I
so
love
excited this. For the show.
This trailer has swag.
If you mess with me, my sister, my mother, or the innocent in the city, you're gonna get lit up.
Boom. Now, literally.
Dark. It's dark trailer.
Set your car?
Yeah.
It was nice.
Boom.
Hashtag Black Lightning's back.
Sometimes I can come off a little overprotective.
Yes, you.
I think it's smart
right.
Ending with
now,
that.
Now, I was on board from the beginning with this, but we now need to discuss this is not part of the CW Arrow Flash Legends Supergirl
it's
universe.
The Arrowverse.
It's not mm-hmm. part of it. And I'm very. My first thought was okay, this was originally on CBS, I believe, or Fox, and they passed. So it was developed already.
So it was Supergirl on CBS.
Right, but this was developed for... And again, Supergirl was not part of the Arrowverse at the time at CBS. It never existed in
but
that universe.
Even when it was there, they had talked about... Oh, well, did they say they were never going to do a crossover?
I don't think they ever talked... I don't know. I can't...
They didn't
but,
say never.
But I think then it did switch to CW, and I wonder if the pilot and everything was already written with that train of thought in mind. So that's why they're saying, nope, it's a separate thing. I think that's a mistake. I think this character would work great with those others. I think it needs to be incorporated.
But do you think
in.
It should be the same Earth?
Absolutely.
As Supergirl or as Arrow?
As Arrow. It just fits in with the Legends and the Flash people. Like, see him picture, mm-hmm. See him with Flash. That's such a good dynamic. Like, and he's blue collar. I love these blue collar. He's not a scientist. He's not, you know, he's just this blue collar dad trying to do the right thing with his daughters.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that blue collar aspect of him. Mm. It's a principle. It's like that. We don't have that in the Arrowverse. That kind of.
He
guy.
Said, this is coming from CW president Mark, I always meant Pietowicz. Says, we do not aim to do a five-way crossover. Black Lightning at this time is not part of the Arrowverse. It's a separate situation. He did add that there will be a big fourth quarter crossover with all the shows that are on in the fall. So the ones
and
that we've seen.
Because he says at this time, I almost think that that's a good thing. That maybe it's like hey, Supergirl. we have a set idea of this. Yeah, we want to make sure that we get it established, and then later on. Maybe we can incorporate more of that because I feel like if you bring in the Flash, you're going to add more humor
for
aspect.
Me, it's a joy of the multiverse. The fact that he can be on any Earth and we could go over there.
But I get that. But I just wanted to be like, hey, his daughters have get coffee at CC Jitters. Not the same one as the Flash, but it's like their Starbucks.
It's a chain?
It's a chain, a Big Belly Burger.
Yeah.
Let it. You can exist in the DC universe. You don't have to be with those other shows, but let it exist.
Remember, there's on the Earth that Jesse Quick was from, there's a Big Belly Burger also on the poster.
I think
we're
getting too far into the different worlds if we do go that way. I just want to see those characters interact eventually.
I think we will see them interact eventually.
I think we will
eventually.
See it eventually. Okay. I think it's just going to be that they're going to let this kind of
it's
got to
get its feet going. Okay.
Yep.
First. All right.
But I hear you.
I think that's a good thing. And considering, I'm excited they finally announced the gang is going to now be the
100.
One that's been tied into before the Suicide Slum area. They were kind of like
Fair
holding
enough.
That. So we've seen them with Superman, Halo, Black Lightning before, so now.
Cool.
Yeah,
very
it's cool.
Be cool. All right. So overall, fun with the trailer. I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked the trailer.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk a little TV this week, shall we? Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay. Starting with Mondays. Mondays, we have Supergirl and Gotham. I don't know if you guys are caught up on anything.
I will chime in if you have anything to say.
Yeah.
Now, Flash was not the finale, though, right?
No.
Okay. So
we have one more week on these DC,
CW, TV
shows.
Are they killing someone, or
did
they just
shows?
Kill someone that's massive?
So, all right, here's the deal.
I
cannot do TV time without giving spoilers this week, so sign off now because... The rest of the show will consist of
spoilers.
Boom.
I'm so sorry to the two of you where I'm about to spoil all
no,
this.
No, you're okay. I don't need...
I'm so sorry.
With the TV shows, they don't bother
me. You can plug your ears, maybe.
I might.
Okay. I'll try to be as non-spoilery as possible. Supergirl's fine. You're fine with Supergirl. Supergirl was a girl power episode.
Okay.
This episode rocked the girl power so much that they actually said, like, multiple times, go women... Go females, girl power. And I got a lot of tweets being like, enough of the feminazis rubbing it in our face. And I was like, just unfollow me now.
It's called Supergirl.
Just unfollow me now.
It's Supergirl.
Yeah, it was an awesome. I loved this week's episode. It was definitely very strong with the female powers because we got Calista Flockhart who came back. And then she's dealing with Rhea. So we've got Terry Hatcher there. We've also got Lena Luthor and we've got Supergirl. And they're all kind of discussing.
Why would people be bitching about
Alex
all the
and
hot
Maggie?
Women? I
think they just didn't like, they were like, they're rubbing it in our face that it's woman power. It's like, every day it's rubbed in my face that there's man power. So why can't, whatever. So people had issues with it. I loved that episode. Gotham this week. This show is really, really good. I know I keep saying this, but this show has gotten really, really interesting. I love Poison Ivy now. I never thought that I would love this grown-up version of Poison Ivy. Poison Ivy has now teamed up with Penguin. And it's making for a really interesting dynamic. And also, this part's a little bit of a spoiler alert, but what's going on with Selina Kyle and with Poison Ivy is interesting. I'm curious to see what happens.
Does Selina Kyle, does she keep dying? And then on her ninth die, she's going to be reincarnated as an adult Selina Kyle? Is that how they're going to bring Selina Kyle into this world? Because they seem to be doing that with everyone.
I don't think so.
I'm just saying it's a show called... With all the Gotham villains and there's no Batman and they're all adult villains now and it's...
You don't watch, so...
I just don't understand the concept of the show. Mm-hmm. I don't understand it.
Cats have nine lives.
I know that. That's why I was going with
and
that.
She's about to use her second one, so...
I just gave them the way that they can keep aging her up when they die.
It was only Poison Ivy that they aged up.
They well, they're going to do Selena and I watch. Someone's going to take that idea. You'll see. You'll
okay.
see.
Okay. Tuesday, Flash. This is where the spoiler comes in.
Close your ears.
All right. Here's how I'll phrase it then to try to not... if you watched, I wonder if it sticks. I wonder if it sticks.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. I know who you're saying.
How are we going to do this? I wonder if it sticks. Unbelievable episode. I call every week after, I call my brother and sister and I compare notes.
Oh.
And they thought it was whatever. And I'm kind of confused by that.
You and I are like that a lot on Flash episodes. Like, yeah. You love the Kevin Smith. You love the Kevin Smith with the kind of the dreamy version, and I did not care for that one.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
The dinosaur episode.
Yeah.
I loved this episode. Curious to see your thoughts. I thought it was amazing. And I will see. I have a theory on how they're going to reverse something.
I think. With the Flash, you can always...
I have a theory.
Yeah.
And I will say this, that I think that the invention... Okay, so he's feeling...
I love this, like, Rubik's Cube version thing of, like, how can I not do this?
There was a character this episode that was feeling really sorry for himself, but something that he invented, I feel like, is the way that this doesn't stick. Let's see if you guys catch what I'm saying here. If not, I'll tweet it out to you later. All right, moving on. iZombie also aired. Sometimes I would go ahead and say that this is my favorite DC TV show.
You definitely are that champion for it.
Yeah, this week was... so cool. What's going on with the cure? Not knowing whether Liv's going to be able to take it, who stole it, what's happening. A lot is going on there. And with Major now not actually being a zombie, it's only a matter of time before he gets caught. So there's a lot of drama. I'm like, okay. Yep.
Okay. All right.
Arrow was a good week too. It was good. I like Arrow.
This season has definitely got its back on track.
Yeah. I was even kind of okay with the flashbacks this week, which I never say. So that was cool. Oliver really suffered a lot. And I'm obsessed with Adrian Chase. And it was a big Adrian Chase episode again. So yeah, I love seeing him. He's very talented and scary. And Lucifer, which has come back. I'm sorry I didn't watch the previous episodes. A lot of you guys didn't love this thing that they did with God. What they did with God this week, they brought back, like, they were pretending like his dad had come back to Earth, but really it was a guy who you're made to believe has a mental illness, but then he doesn't have a mental illness. He actually has powers, and it's all because of this belt that he's wearing. It was kind of a weird storyline. I thought it was interesting because it may of how we ended and where Lucifer's mindset is, but I know a lot of you guys didn't love the episode, and I kind of see where you're coming from, but in general, Lucifer is pretty kick-ass too. That's all I have to say there.
All right.
Yeah, nice. That's TV time.
I think that brings us in.
Oh my God. Thank you so much in the chat, Alex, for just saying God. Manu.
What happened there?
Oh, Manu Bennett.
The swerve, the whole with him and Guggenheim was like the back and forth. We thought, ooh, are they really mad at each other?
We saw his...
He's back.
He's not just his voice.
It's him.
He's there.
I think this was a...
What?
Remember, because you and I were talking about this. We were like, ooh, are they having problems? Did they not like each other? Because there was a very combative
back
tweeting. But I think it was like a Guggenheim saying, hey, he's here. But on that one episode, it was just his voice. And now he's back. I think it was playful. I mean, Guggenheim and that role kind of put Manu Bennett on back in the zeitgeist. I loved him from Spartacus.
Yeah.
But it was Arrow that really put him out there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's got to be a thankfulness there to Guggenheim and everyone at Arrow for that.
Maybe they're just hyping up the show. I don't know.
I think now looking back, at the time I thought, oh, this is not friendly. This is not nice. But then it's like, I think they were two buddies having some fun with all of us. Yeah.
In the chat, Never R. Williams says, TV time thoughts on the schedule change for the fall. Honestly, I have to be perfectly frank with you guys. I don't know about fall schedule.
I think it's Flash and
Legends
are on the same night.
I do know about this. We're moving one of the shows from Monday to Thursday.
Is it Flash and Legends or Supergirl
and
Legends
are on
the same night?
I don't know, but one of
the
DC shows was moving to Thursday, and I was happy about that because my Thursday show was Powerless, and Powerless is not here.
I wanted one DC show a night. That's what I want. I want it to be one DC show on the CW network a night.
Okay.
That's what I hope for.
Because they're used to...
Yeah, I hope so.
All right.
But anyway, I think that's about it. But I do want to say this, guys. If you're out there, your fans, if you're playing Injustice 2, it is phenomenal. I am not even into the story. I played it for 2 days now, and I'm just doing... They have this whole gear system. If you guys are watching this, you know what I'm talking about. It is so addictive. The multiverse, playing in the multiverse to try and get different gear so I can have Robin without a hood and Batman with different gauntlets... I'm stunned. underscore or slash indie. That's my PlayStation name. So if you guys want to play, I know I found some of you guys already
Whoa,
out there.
Oh, cool.
Nice. Yeah. It was back when I was a stunt double in Orlando at this stunt show.
Cool.
But that's where I got that from. But I'd love to play with you guys. I'm having a blast with this. It's interesting because a lot of people are having a little problem with the story, the reviewers, because they're saying it's so dark. And I kind of love it. Superman is kind of a despot, and it's definitely takes after the first game. And I don't know what they want, but it's the cinematics are beautiful. It's just it's DC. It's
dark
phenomenal.
Is good sometimes.
And so far, surprisingly, Black Canary is my favorite character. She's such a
great.
Why
is that surprising?
She's my favorite
because
character.
I would never.
Yeah, I love her.
Hold on, I would have of this entire roster. I would have put probably Batman, Green Lantern, who I love. Black Canary is such a great, her fighting, she's such a close combat fighter. I'm not saying for the character in comics or anything, I'm saying as a fighter. I'm like, she has no real power, she's her sonic scream, okay. But her style that she fights is so awesome. She's so great. She's my favorite so far.
Cool.
Yeah. So play it. Guys, reach out to me, let's play, let's kick some ass, see what you do other. I don't know.
Love it.
That's all I gotta say, we're out. Wonder Woman, what, 3 weeks now? Three weeks from tonight?
Hopefully sooner. We got to get that.
I know. We got to. If anyone watches that has connections with WB, we have our kind of connections we've reached out to.
Yeah,
hopefully as we get closer, we will start hearing stuff.
Yep.
But I don't know. That's it, guys. Ladies, put yourselves over. Where can we find you at?
You guys can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl.
You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer.
And you guys can find me on PlayStation at Stunt/Indie and on Instagram and Twitter at Mike Koski. Guys, it's been great. Thanks for letting us just rant and rave and love DC with you guys every week. I'm sorry I'm not here as often as I was for a little while there. Work has just been good, which is good.
It's good.
But I always try to be here for you guys, and I love talking to you guys on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, they kept asking what you were filming, and we kept saying we couldn't tell
them. I don't know if I could say it yet.
Okay. All right.
I'll say when it's about ready to air, I will definitely
He'll cryptically
reach out to you guys.
Tweet about it.
Yes, I will. Guys, have a great weekend. Be nice to each other out there.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.